This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump heads for the demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas on Sunday. Possible impromptu summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump did not mention Kim when he took to Twitter early Sunday to say that his schedule for the day would include a speech to U.S. troops and a long-planned visit to the DMV. The DMZ. The North's official KCNA news agency quoted the vice foreign minister saying that the offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official request had actually been received. Earlier to the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two biggest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. President Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling blocking his administration from using a $2.5 billion in